This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, for those of you that get the podcast, tonight will be episode 1251. In the first hour of episode 1227, I was, I had James Yeager on the show, and it had been a while since James had been on the show. And James knows that I'm trying to improve my YouTube channel. So James, in a very kind move on his part, I told him I was going to give him the audio from the show if he wanted to use it for whatever, because James does a lot of media. And he took the audio from that, and he set up a little just static one picture of me YouTube video where it's just the audio and the picture of me playing. And he stuck it up there. It went live November the 26th. Okay? And James was on the show last night. You know, he was on the show with me last night. This morning, I got up and I received an email from James. And the video, which was not really a video, the upload to YouTube that was the podcast hour that he was on with me, gave him, for some reason, that was flagged, and that delivered his third strike, and his YouTube channel has been deleted. Now, to be sure, that is not my fault. That is also a load of junk. What is YouTube? YouTube is, it's a portal. And for those of us that are in media trying to put together a video portal whereby you can upload video and then it can play and then having the bandwidth to play all the video that you might want to upload is daunting. You're talking tens of thousands of dollars per month. For a company like Google, that's not a big deal. Now, Google has about 800 videos uploaded a minute. YouTube. And so you can only imagine that. Now, Google is also going through Adpocalypse 3.0. And this is where, under the guise of calling these family entertainment, there were a bunch of channels that were monetized, which meant they had ads placed on them, that were supposed to be family entertainment. You know, good for all the children there. Some of these family entertainment videos have representations of the killer clowns kidnapping little girls, tying them up. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't look at that as family entertainment. And a lot of those channels got snatched down. I did a video, and I've talked about this before. I did a video where I had three of you that listened to the show, Mike, Wayne, and Brian. And Mike, Wayne, and Brian had all done something where I said that they were the ninjas of the month, which I haven't done that since then because I'm really bad at it, but I'm going to pick it up at the first of the year. But as ninjas of the month, the only thing I had to give them were ball caps. I didn't send anybody any ball caps. So one day I decided to send all three at one time. So I've got the boxes. I've got everything else. I shot a minute and 20-second video of me boxing up ball caps and beanies and stickers, and that was demonetized by YouTube. me, YouTube is a distribution tool. I don't care if I ever make any money on YouTube. I'm not looking to make any money on YouTube. I want to be able to present something to you like these Air Armor Tech bags. I mean, no matter how much we talk about them until you actually see them. Well, you haven't seen nothing yet until you get to see those. But I've also got, like, today, I've got these guns from Ace Firearm, the Militia Arms Custom CP9s that I've got to shoot video for. I've got a new AR-15 pistol from DTWS Arms that I'm going to build out and be part of the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. I've got all these things, and the way to get them to you is going to be YouTube. And there's nobody out there right now that is anywhere near it. Now, the problem is this. It is not just gun channels. Casey Neistat, who is arguably, he's a millennial. He is a phenomenal talent when it comes to, I can watch his videos. Let's put it that way. He's 20 years younger than me. But he's actually one of the biggest things to happen on YouTube this year. And he had his channel taken down. He's had his some of his videos demonetized. So it's hitting everybody. It's hitting everybody. Most of the people that were making any money at all, that have always made money on YouTube, have been these kids out in California that live at this one apartment complex called 1600 Vine. This is where they all lived when the Vine application was in full swing, when they were making $10,000 per 8-second loop. Vine went away, so now they're all in YouTube. They are not getting monetized as much as they used to. Now, James, I don't know why he got his first strike. I don't know why he got his second strike, because James has been consistently him since I've known him, and I've known him for 5 years. He's been involved. He's been involved with the show for 5 years. He, on and off, you know, we've met a couple times face to face. There are some things that people might consider brash about him. I've heard all of the controversial stuff about him. Everything he's ever told me has been honest. It's always proven itself out. He's never made any claims about himself. He'll make plenty of, you know, he'll say, I'm going to teach you this and I'm going to teach you that. And that's because he fully intends to do that. But, you know, I consider what happened to him to be sort of the balloon going up. Now, until the gun industry was about to come out with their own financial services, and then the Republicans took things back over, and they started to slow down Operation Choke Point, and now they've rescinded it, finally, and to the largest degree. We're going to have to come up with our own media, our own media delivery systems. And that's fine. It's not. It doesn't need to necessarily be gun-centric, because there's a lot more to life. So come one, come all, would be my hope. But YouTube, they've decided to kowtow to the advertiser, and they're going to go the same way as Vine if they're not lucky, because Vine started looking they stopped looking at their creators, and they started looking more to where the money was coming from than from their creators. That's exactly what Vine did. That's exactly what YouTube is doing. You can already see it in YouTube. Views are down across the board. There's just not a lot of content being put up there. I'm putting as much as I can up there just because I enjoy shooting it. But a lot of people have gone on to other projects, and I am looking to do that as well. But that's a bunch of junk. And the fact that it happened, and it wasn't because of my show. It wasn't because of his time on my show. It's because somebody flagged it. And I've talked to a couple of people. James has no other. I've seen the letter he got from the email he got from YouTube. There's no details to it. Just it violated community standards. Which ones? Don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Down Mexico way, President Enrique Peña Nieto has just entered the last year of his presidency. He's going to hand over power to his successor on December the 1st, 2018. My guess is he can't wait to pass that ball to the next one, because violence is out of control in Mexico. Coming from Elena Toledo, President Enrique Peña Nieto has been plagued by an inability to combat violence, but 2017 has been Mexico's worst to date under his leadership. Officials have registered 11,308 homicides this month, a figure that exceeds the 10,967 violent deaths were reported this time last year. If the trend continues, 2017 will close with 12,328 murders, the highest, third highest record of the decade, falling behind the 12,568 in 2010, 12,412 in 2012. In November, an average of 36 murders were committed each day in Mexico, amounting to 1,082 total murders, and the third most violent month of the year after July and March. Around 55% of the violence comes out of the same seven states, with more than 100 victims documented for torture before execution. The worst states have been Guerrero, Veracruz, Guanajuato, and Chihuahua. Guerrero rebounded with 24% violence as homicides increased from 114 to 142. Gangs killed 112 people in the state of Veracruz, while Guanajuato, recorded 98 murders that, according to Milenio, followed the MO of narco violence. It was the second most violent month for these kinds of crimes, trailing October with 119. Now, for those of you saying that's not as many as we have here, you're missing a few points. Mexico has 127.5 million people as of 2016, which is a third, not quite a third, of what we have here. So they have nearly as many homicides as we have with a third of the people. Most of Mexico is rural. Now, in rural areas around here, violence goes way down, and it goes up when you get into the metro areas. But, you know, Mexico is also a very poor country with a GDP per capita of $8,201 U.S. dollars. The life expectancy there is about the same as it is here, 76.92 years. But in the United States, we have 323 million people. In China, there's 1.379 billion. And Mexico City has 8.851 million, which means that, you know, it's spread out over the rest of the country. So with a little more than a third, they have nearly the same amount of violence that we have as far as death. And that's bad. Per capita, it's much higher. Per 100,000, it is much higher than ours. It's three times as high per capita than we have it here. That doesn't take into account all the other violence. That's just the death. That's just the death. Now, imagine, if you will, living anywhere and seeing a bunch of cops sitting at a gas station, and then you see a bunch of pickup trucks pull up, and these cops turn out to be corrupt cops who are part of the drug gangs, and the drug gangs roll up and just kill them all. And then they roll off and leave you with these dead cops while you're pumping gas in your car. That's what happens. That's what happens. In Mexico. Now, back to the... This is going to be a big topic in the campaign for the next presidente of Mexico. The critics say that Peña Nieto doesn't have a clear policy. And the fact is, it's hard to fight cartels when the justice system stinks. Or, you know, here, lots of drugs are being consumed. The bottom line is that voters in Mexico will now face another election where violence is going to be a whole part of that, you know, all of it. In 2006, then-candidate Calderon promised to use the armed forces to fight the cartels, and he did. And they're still there. In 2012, then-candidate Peña Nieto promised to develop a better police force and put troops back in the barracks. They both had their successes. They both killed a lot of narco bosses. But the violence is getting worse, not better, and Mexico's next president will have to figure out how to fight cartels with a tired armed forces and a very inexperienced police force. Add to this the billions of dollars that flowing south from illegal drug consumption, plus a totally messed up judicial system. And right now, the cartels are feeling pretty good about themselves. They think their chances, they're not worried about their chances against the next president of Mexico. Now, how do I feel about that? Why did I bring that? Well, because, one, we are their primary cash supplier. Most of the money going into Mexico is either coming from illegal immigrants here today that are remitting money to them, which I think is their number two or number three in their GDP. And then, of course, on the other side, on the black market side, we are their big cash cow. We you know, all the drugs. And listen, they can smuggle anything across that border. Anything. Now, if everybody would just let Trump do his job and shut that down to where there was nowhere to go and ignore the people that are going to say, this is going to be a humanitarian, just, you know, it's going to be just calamitous. Where are we going to go with this? Why are we doing this? You know, if we could just get past that point and say to ourselves that, you know, this is what we got to do to stop it. Then we got to go stop it. You know, at some point there are drug cartels on stateside. Chicago is where the Zetas have set up, and I'm sure the Sinaloas are not having too much of an issue either. I mean, they were the chosen ones for the Department of Justice Fast and Furious program. So, at some point, it would be nice if our neighbor to the south would get a hold of this. At another point, if they don't, and if it keeps, you know, down at the border, it's not as bad as it was. It's still a long way from being solved. And in the Mexican interior, it is a humanitarian crisis. It's horrible there. They had some guys there. They called the Auto Defensas, and they were basically sort of a militia. And the government forces have absorbed them and imprisoned all the leaders. So, anyway, just my thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Lock and load. Finally, Congress is passing bills. Finally, they're voting on bills and debating bills and marking them up. National reciprocity has passed the House. Don't know if the Senate's going to take it up. If they do take it up, I would imagine they're going to bundle it with a fixed NICS to get the, you know, they'll do that to get the Republicans to vote for, and Cornyn is one of them. He's in there with the some of the Democrats, but we might see it that way. I don't know. Senate tax reform bill, which is imperfect, will return money to taxpayers. It will spur business more than it already is being spurred, which is plenty, and it will increase jobs again. What the bill does is repeal the Obamacare mandate and provides other benefits, such as opening portions of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil and gas drilling. That's a major accomplishment. We don't need anybody's energy. We could lead. We could be the provider for energy for everybody on this planet. Nearly half of our representatives in the Senate voted no. And what with Corker's obstruction, Republicans came close to stumbling once again in the Senate on this on tax reform. The great historian Robert Conquest once pointed out that the Soviet system fell not because of some sort of flawed ideology or Western opposition. It fell because their leaders were stupid. They murdered, imprisoned, or exiled most of their greatest scientists. They ran the economy into the ground with some very inefficient state-run industries. They engaged in corruption at every level of society. totally unsustainable. It drove itself straight into the dirt. Much the same could be said for our representatives in Congress today. Why would the people's representatives, all of them, not rush to pass a major reform that would bring such good to an ordinary American citizen? Well, obviously, because they're all idiots. In the course of the debate, one senator after another revealed himself as such. The dunce hat was passed from John McCain to Jeff Flake to Susan Collins to Ron Johnson before ending up on Bob Corker's head. There's also every Democratic member of the Senate, and they all vote, but they voted this way for decades. It would appear that these esteemed representatives don't have the sense of the common people who can tell at a glance that less tax is better than more. Along with opposing tax reform, the entire Congress has once again failed to consider spending cuts of any sort. In a federal budget totaling $3.54 trillion in 2016, Congress can't find a dime that needs cutting. Even a trained monkey could open the book and finger thousands of programs that deserve the axe, starting with the Job Corps that would save $19 billion over 10 years, Titles 2, 6, and 8 of the Higher Education Act. That'd be $25 billion over 10 years. That kind of money is not going to, it would take a lot of cuts. It would take a lot of cuts to get to that, but it's there. It's there. Now, and apparently Congress lacks the sense of any sort of monkey, trained or otherwise. And one would expect the left to stand together on opposition to any reduction in the size or funding of government. Cutting taxes for the middle class is, they say, a giveaway to the rich. It's bad for the economy. It will add to the national debt. Washington Post calls it a class war of the super rich against the merely affluent. Tax cut plan would destroy Medicare and Medicaid, according to the Huffington Post. Or as the New York Times put it, with its usual classiness, the Senate is rushing to pass its tax bill because it stinks. What have they said about concealed carry? Anywhere where there was going to be concealed carry permits, it had to be passed by the state. There was going to be blood in the streets. Then if they had concealed carry permits and they hadn't had blood in the streets and then they considered permitless carry, there was going to be blood in the streets. As of yet, there's been no blood in the streets, no matter what you may hear them say. Now, what about Bob Corker? He excused himself on grounds that he is a dinosaur who fears future deficits. And if that's the case, what was he doing for the past 10 years as the federal deficit more than doubled? Or was his real motive testiness over Trump snubbing him for Secretary of State? Is that a good reason to sabotage the entire country? Corker's action was really bad, but it was not uncharacteristic for a U.S. senator. That title used to carry with it some really big respect, big, big respect. Now it just suggests a person with a high degree of pique and vindictiveness. A person who allows his thinking to be ruled by pique and vindictiveness, by definition, is an idiot. The word idiot is derived from the Greek word idiotis, referring to a private citizen, not a public official. A private person was assumed to lack the skill to participate in public life. That's flip-flop. Now it's all the ones that are participating in public life, and now the private citizen possesses all of the necessary attributes that is necessary to run the country, because the idiotas do not. And that's confirmed by a Fox News poll that show only 16% don't find it important to pass tax reform this year. 86% disapprove of the job Congress is doing. So among our modern-day idiotas, there's a special class who combine a lack of skill with a seemingly unlimited quantity of duplicity. Several of the Democrats, come to mind. The leftist lines of the past were bad enough, and now we have some progressive punks like Chucky Schumer, Elizabeth Warren. How can you maintain that trillions in corporate and individual tax cuts for the middle class will harm the American people? That's what they've maintained from the start. You think, who do the Democrats actually think create a business, create a company? It's that evil 1% that does that. And they love to do it. I was having a discussion with one, and maybe he's not the 1%, maybe he's like in the 3%. I was having a discussion with one, and I was just saying, you know, once you become a billionaire, how many more billions do you have to have? And, you know, he's like, well, you know, for a billionaire, you know, something like what I'm doing right here, that would be, that wouldn't be that big of a thing. But for somebody that, you know, runs Coca-Cola, billions are drops in the bucket when you're operating on that scale. So, you know, it all comes down to, I guess, some sort of relativity. But you would think the Democrats would get tired of so much pretense, but then Al Franken could get up and assert that it won't happen again and think that acting sheepish will make it right. Another mark of the idiot is the lack of imagination. Those who oppose tax reform lack the imagination of supply-siders like Art Laffer, who see that tax cuts always spur economic growth. Tax cuts would bring more money into the coffers. More people would work. It would be a boom time. Plenty of reps don't understand how a booming economy is essential to the future of America, especially the senior citizens. It's generally understood by nearly all except the representatives in Congress that economic growth is the only way that Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid can even begin to remain solvent. So if they really want to save those, we need to, this needs to be the gold rush time. So in sum, the current tax reform bill, while it doesn't go far enough, benefits nearly all of us. Orrin Hatch got very angry the other day, and he said, you know, this whole class warfare thing is getting old. Told Sherrod Brown that. I watched him, and I thought that was funny. I thought that was pretty funny. But there's more to do. Always going to be more to do. Never, it never ends. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
ID Stronghold wallets are different.
They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Time on the firing line, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. When the founding fathers fought the British, when they put everything together, when they ratified the Constitution. Wow, that was loud. Get rid of that. Those were heady days. They just fought the biggest empire in the world and won. A ragtag group, to be sure. People fighting for their lives, fighting for their freedom. Everybody there, I mean, you get out there and you're like, well, I'm going to start a business. Everything I own is up for grabs now because I'm taking out a loan. I'm doing this. These guys, they were ended up to their lives. If they'd been caught, they would have been hanged at the nearest tree. The closest thing that we have now in this country to what they set forth where they started is the Second Amendment. The first is being subjugated. It's being completely turned on its ear. The fourth has in a large way as well. Right now, Mueller's doing a sort of little job on the fifth himself. The way to constitutional salvation is going to be via the Second Amendment. Now, national reciprocity for concealed carry would be the greatest gun rights boost since the ratification of the Second Amendment in 1791. And that's because the rights enshrined in the Second Amendment would recover their fullest expression to date via national reciprocity. The Second Amendment is an affirmation. It did not create a right or any particular body of rights. It was put in place to protect rights that pre-existed in nature, rights that were given by God rather than created by government. Now, when I say that, a lot of the leftists would get out there, so God gave you a right to have a Glock. No, God gave me a right to defend myself. God made me free. Whether you like it or not. And, you know, if you're willing to give up your cars and your iPads and all of the other trappings and go back to quill pens and riding around on donkeys and everything, then we can talk. But until that moment comes, welcome to the 21st century. I'm certainly enjoying it. So I have double-stack semi-automatic pistols and I have really well-built semi-automatic rifles. government can't create rights. All they can do is bestow privileges. Now, Thomas Jefferson used the Declaration of Independence to make clear that the rights we have via nature are unalienable, which means they're part of the very fiber of that which makes us human. So, in other words, the fact that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights means that any attempt to separate us from those rights is tantamount to separating us from our humanity. Now, they may get out there and say, well, you know, the Founding Fathers never anticipated the AR-15. Of course they did. Maybe not the AR-15 itself. Ben Franklin was an inventor. He was a man of science. They had repeating rifles with multiple shots. Lewis and Clark took one that fired 20 rounds without needing to be reloaded. Those were not the guns of in common use. They were, you know, novel. They were prototypes. But we were already headed down that path. The left would get out there and say, you know, first of all, they look at rights as they, you know, all rights are subject to reasonable regulation. And we'll tell you when we have hit reasonable. That part is hilarious. I've been asked before if I'm an originalist. I believe that the founders meant what they said. I mean, you know, getting out there and saying that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, the founders didn't believe that. And Thomas Jefferson thought that we would be at each other's throats all the time, maybe every 30 years or so, to keep it the way we had it. The left has no respect for Jefferson or the rights that he described, which include the rights protected by the Second Amendment. All the restrictions on the right to bear arms stand as proof of this. In states like California with a K, a resident cannot even bear arms unless he convinces the government he has good cause to do so. You can see that also in New Jersey. California issues carry permits to residents who demonstrate good cause, but they further control the number of armed law-abiding citizens by refusing to recognize a permit to bear arms from any other state. Illinois does the same thing. These kinds of laws, combined with strict gun controls in states like New York, Maryland, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and elsewhere, mean the exercise of the rights hedged in by the Second Amendment have become increasingly difficult. Some situations, a concealed carry permit holder cannot legally bear arms in the bordering state. H.R. 38 is going to treat concealed carry permits like driver's licenses. So, in other words, a permit from one state will be valid in the other 49. That's in the, you know, in the ideal world. We'll see how this actually shakes out. But this would free the common man from the cumbersome and very confusing patchwork of concealed carry law in place around the nation. When they get out there and they claim states' rights, do you think states one day, for all of you out there that are claiming states' rights now, does that mean that if you want to impose slavery, you can do that? If you want to make murder legal, you think you're going to be allowed to do that? If you wanted to do away with the First Amendment, if there was no freedom of speech, do you think you'd be allowed to do that? If you wanted, I'd really like to see the Third Amendment applied to a foreclosure case because I've seen the way some of these foreclosures work, and you know the bank will go in there and say, "We're going to foreclose on you," and you'd be like, "Well, I own the house and I never got a loan with you." Yeah, well, we're going to foreclose on you anyway. So, I would like to see some creative applications of the Constitution, but simply because things have changed and all of these interpretations make things sort of confusing for some people. But the biggest part about this that is concerning for anybody out there, I mean, when you think about people like Shanine Allen, who's just this young lady, you know, Black American, honest, working, single mother. She was afraid, so she got a concealed. She did everything right, followed the law, went into New Jersey, followed the law. Well, she thought she was following the law. She said, "I have my concealed carry permit and my gun with me." And she's lucky to be walking around today because they were going to put her away. because she crossed an imaginary line on a map. Should states be able to do that? Should what is legal here in South Carolina or in Georgia or in Tennessee, should that be completely oppositely? Is that even a word? Should it be the complete opposite of legal in New Jersey? What's the, if we say that's okay, what is to stop them from taking it other steps further? They already ignore Laoza. If you are a police officer living in New York and you come across the bridge into New Jersey, I think a lot of guys get in trouble for doing that. Except Laoza is a federal law. And they're claiming states' rights for it. Does that make New Jersey safer to do that? I don't think so. In New Jersey, it is so bad in New Jersey that they had to pass a law to where if you were going from your house to the range to shoot, you couldn't stop on your way to use the restroom. You couldn't stop to get lunch. You couldn't stop in your vehicle because your gun was in your car. So, Hudson's bill is passed. And now it's time to wait for it to go to the next step, and then we've got to get it through the next step, because this is the closest to constitutional we can get today. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I would like for you to remember this, please. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Here we go!
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.